Okay, so I was just in the middle of a workout. I just got done running. I'm going to do some ab workouts for my back because my back is fucked up. So, and I was thinking about this time when I was in college. I took this Holocaust course, right? Which, by the way, is the most is one of the most depressing courses you can ever take in college, right? It's just every day every other day you go in there talking about the Holocaust, which is just like that's just the most depressing shit. To look forward to, but you learned a lot, right? And I remember at one point, you're always going to come across was the Angel of Death. I just came across him because I was watching clips of the Colossus. What's that? Wolfenstein. I was watching clips of that, and that was a good game, by the way. I got a soft spot for some gun games. I like that game. And so I got back into thinking about that whole Holocaust Nazi shit. And I remember when I took that course in college, you're gonna come across the Angel of Death and the medical experimentations, blah, 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 blah. And I remember, and I've always been this type of person, right? I've always been the type of person like to ask questions that can like that can hurt to expose like the realities of like human nature and shit like that. So I remember there was this girl talking in the class, and I just cut her off, I think, if I remember correctly. I cut her off or some kind of way. I end up asking her. I said, so I want to put, and I gave her the example. I said, what if your mother was dying from, let's say, some condition or disease, right? But the cure was a cure found from the experimentations of the Holocaust. Would you take that cure to save your mother? Knowing that it came from the Holocaust, or would you reject that cure because it came from the Holocaust, right? And that's a deep question if you really think about it, because it's almost like if you're willing to take it, like it's some people's perspective could be, oh, well, yeah, I'll take the cure, even though these people had to go through this horrible situation to save my own mother, you see, and everybody would do that. Let's just be honest about it. Everybody would take that cure, no matter where it came from, to save their own, loved one. Let's just say loved one, you would take that cure. And that's that brutal reality of that independent, I have to survive, like when you get pushed to that point kind of thing, like you will take it. But I remember the girl, she tried to like dance around and she would never answer the question, like in front of the whole class. Like I said, I've always been that person. But I was always that person in college. Yeah? I was that person, and then I was the person who would always say some factual shit and no joke. I remember one time. This dude said, he said, he's an asshole. I don't want to agree with him, but he's right. I can't remember what it was about, but I still remember that like yesterday. I wonder what happened to him. He was a cool dude. But yeah, I was always that person to say some brutal, like a brutal fact, like in front of like groups of people type of shit. But no, back to the topic, that brutal reality and choice and that brutal, and just of that brutal perspective, of okay, what are you willing to do to hold on to a benefit for yourself? You see, are you willing to watch, or are you willing to know that, thousands or millions have died, just to save this one person you care about type of thing, right? And that's that deeper thing, And I just, my mentality, the thing that I try to always keep a hold of in life is to always is to always try to remember that there's good that comes out of bad, and there's bad that comes out of good all the time. This whole, things are black and white. I think that is more of a feminine thing. That is more of a feminine trait, of a feminine slash childish trait, to see that, that either something's completely good or it's completely bad. It takes wisdom and courage to acknowledge that, no, if something's good, the word there's something bad about it. And if there's something bad, if something's bad, well, something's good also coming out of it too. And it takes wisdom and courage to accept that, to acknowledge that part. Because I remember also, this goes into it was a speech Alan Watts had about, I think, the theory of blame or something like that, right? So in the theory of blame, and this is going like this is it is this is going to venture off into a little bit of religious shit, but he said, starting out, let's say, like if a kid robs a store and they ask, well, why did the kid rob the store? where the kid goes, oh, well, you know, society did this to me. And or no, well, the kid would say more likely, oh, well, I was raised in a rough household. We would come to the conclusion that, okay, it must have been how I was raised, right? So then the next step is you go to the parents and they say, parents, why did you raise them like that? They would say, oh, well, we don't know. It was because of how we were raised. And then they would go to both of their parents and ask both of their parents, well, why did you raise your kids like that to lead the grandkid to be like that? Well, it was society, right? So then next thing you go look at the society and ask the question, well, why does society do this to the grandparents to raise their kid to be a store robber? And oh, well, society was pushing this from economics. Well, then you go to the economy. And then you try to ask the question, well, economy, what happened? Well, we didn't do it. It was such as and you would eventually keep going further and further and further back till you end up to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and you ask Eve, well, why did you pick that fruit God told you not to pick? And she would blame it on the serpent. And then the serpent would just look at you and wink. Just look at you and wink. Because it's that desperation to search who to blame. And this is what I touched on the live stream last night about this whole extreme of right and wrong, ho or not ho, you know, trying to find that desperate answer to the equation when it comes to humanity. You're never gonna completely find it. Okay, you're never gonna find that desperate, you know, 1 + 1 = 2 when you start counting humans. You can't do it in that sense. It's just not that simple, right? That search for blame is just it's just not gonna be that simple. Like, was she a hoe or she a wife type of thing? We just touched on the live stream I did last night. Is she a hoe or is she a wife type, or does she stop being a hoe and being a wife? It's not gonna be. It's very rarely gonna be that clear. And even if it is, at some point, because we're human, at some point the woman's going to want a hoe phase. She's going to start thinking about it, you see. So trying to desperately find that shit is very difficult. It's just not that white and black type of thing, right? But yeah, that and also, like I said, like with okay, so trying to mesh this with the theory of women with the theory of that medicine situation. Okay, you have to accept that there's good and bad, and there's bad and good, right? Like I said last night, I would not put as much, unless you just don't feel good about this one specific woman, I would not put a ton of focus on, is she a hoe or a housewife? You know, as long as she's treating you well, I wouldn't put a lot of focus on her past as a hoe. I wouldn't do that, because like I said a long time ago, you're never going to know. And deep down, like it's almost like some guys, like they're just searching for something to blame something on, right? So this is why and I've said this before. What I would do is, okay, notice if a woman, if the woman's treating you right, or maybe you don't like girls. I don't know what the fuck. Maybe if you like dudes, if the person is treating you right, right, then work with that. Now, if something comes up out of that and it ends up fucked up, now you know what it is and you deal with it accordingly. That's my opinion on it. Because like I said in the live stream last night, women watch those streams too, and they hear what men talk about. And after they hear what you want, they know how to sell it to you. Just same thing how dudes do with women. They listen to women talk and they learn what they want to hear. And then they go out and use that as a weapon. Women are doing the same thing to the live stream we watched last night. To him, the guy sitting there, you know, talking and whole housewife. See, they're women are watching these things. They're watching the same. They're watching it too from a woman's perspective. And women notice that. That part in men that desperately search for a hoe or a housewife, they're separating the black and white. Women will clock that, and they see it and they know it. So now they know how to sell what you want to see. You see? So now that net, all it does is give more intel. But here's the thing. Women had this a lot longer than men have. Because men, we never really communicated like that for real. you know, whereas women always had women's magazines and women's groups and women's studies, and they always went off the women's. So they share women's whole goal. Women used to only go to college just to find a man. They studied how to do this. Where men, we never had this. So to a lot of men, it's a new thing to us, you see. And we don't realize how much information we're giving out by putting on YouTube for bitches, you see. And in that, and it's still in that context of man needs woman type of shit, which is just giving them more power. But I lost my train of thought. But yeah, but no. So my advice for men is to mesh that is to blend is. At least when you're out in public, blend that shit, right? You blend it. Like, don't try to make it like a whole housewife. That separation is now giving woman something to fight with, and she's learning how to use tactics to fight in it. You see, accept that there's good and bad, and that there's bad and good. Then after that, if the woman does some old wild shit on you, does some fucked up shit. Now you deal with her on what you really after and deal with that accordingly to what you, because here's the thing. Like I say all the time, women know what men want. They know what you want in a wife. That's why they just so happen to try to calm down a little bit when they looking for a husband, because they know men don't want to marry, you know, a tramp. They know it. It's no secret. Right. And if it was secret, it's not a secret anymore, because every man on YouTube and Instagram is talking about it. All right. They know it. But yeah. Anyway, back to the first topic. Yeah. Like that Holocaust shit is a brutal example, but that's the real example. It's like, you know, what benefit are you willing to put up with knowing about where it came from? Right. And you got to ask yourself that on a deeper thing. Like, okay, whatever benefit you're looking for, are you really willing to deal with what it took to get that benefit, you know, at an earlier time in its life? Because you can pretty much guarantee, that most women are will have had a hoe phase at some point. You can guarantee that. Because like I said earlier before, sex to women is not some special thing. Sex to women is not this, you know, glorified special, maybe amongst like her and her friends when they're young and they're trying to see who's the first that can do it type of thing. But like the actual motions of sex is not this, you know, it's not this prize for them. It's just another notion of life. All right. So and then they have to learn this later on. Like, oh, I mean, I'm a hoe and all this stuff like that. That doesn't mean I'm a hoe and all this. They have to learn that at a later phase. So you could pretty much, most times you could pretty much guarantee that she has had a hoe phase. If she hasn't had a hoe phase, then she's probably just going to be completely awful in bed at that point. All right. So it's like, it's one of them things you really can't, don't put too much effort into trying to predict it what she is in terms of, is she a hoe? Type of thing. And I always said that, because the reality is you'll just never, if she don't want you to know, you never gonna know. Okay. You're not gonna know. Because she's, again, woman has a master's degree in interpersonal manipulation by the time she's 19. If she doesn't want you to know something, you're not gonna know it. If you found out, it's because she really kind of wanted you to know, or she just didn't care about you anymore, so she don't care about you. If she didn't want you to know, you ain't gonna find out. All right. So yeah, I just leave it at that. But anyway, I'm out of here. I'm gonna finish this workout. And I'll see y'all later. Bye.